The island's major carnival players have come together for the inaugural staging of Carnival in Jamaica. Find out more on today's Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica segment, Winifred Beach, Portland. Glad you could join us. Jamaica's major carnival bands, Jamaica Carnival, Exodus, Bacchanal, and Zymaka, have come together to provide a well-packaged entertainment offering dubbed Carnival in Jamaica. Carnival in Jamaica is a project of the Sports and Entertainment Network of the Ministry of Tourism's Linkages Network. It will become the central brand to promote the carnival experience to visitors and locals alike through aggressive marketing support from the Jamaica Tourist Board. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the vision is for Carnival in Jamaica to become a national product that visitors can look forward to experiencing each year.
We feel that a carnival event is not just a social moment, it is also an economic moment because it's so many economic activities that are required to go into making the final carnival product.
Minister Bartlett says the expectation is for arrivals out of the Caribbean and the diaspora to double as persons seek to participate in the second best carnival in the region. The fetes associated with the January to April carnival season will culminate with the Road March on April 23. The Ministry of Tourism is leading the initiative in partnership with the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports. Chairman of the Sports and Entertainment Network, Kamal Banke, says Carnival in Jamaica is receiving much support from key partners, such as the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, and the National Solid Waste Management Authority to facilitate branding of the city of Kingston to promote the initiative. Director of Bacchanal Jamaica, Michael Lamar, is among the stakeholders giving their full support to Carnival in Jamaica. He says the initiative by the ministry marks the start of the evolution of Jamaica's carnival. Mr. Lamar explains that on Carnival Day, April 23, the four major bands will be marching and jumping from different routes. However, there will be a point of convergence.
There will be a common place that you can see all four bands, and that will be between the corner of Hope Road and Waterloo, which is Devon House, all the way back past Cholera down onto Constant Spring Road to South Avenue. Bacchanal will be ending at the Golf Academy. Jamaica Carnival will be ending in Halfway Tree. Exodus will be ending across from Devon House, and Zymaca will be ending at Spanish Court Annex.
Log on to visitjamaica.com/carnivalinjamaica for an overview of the event, where to stay, what to do, who to follow, and a listing of Carnival in Jamaica events. To a place called Jamaica. Time now for our No Jamaica segment. Winifred Beach is arguably one of the most appealing beaches in all of Jamaica. Located in Fairy Hill, Portland, Winifred Beach is home to a delightful reef just offshore that's perfect for snorkeling. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. I'm Lorraine Mendez, inviting you to join us again next time for more. Like the words we teach our children, out of many comes one people.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Give me back my marker.
No,
I want back my marker.
But I'm using it.
Uncle Orville,
talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work, and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric, continue playing, and remember, respect.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.